Franz Liszt was born in 1811. He was a composer, conductor, virtuoso pianist, a showman, a priest, the first rock star. Women would attack him, tearing bits of his clothing, fight over broken piano strings and locks of his shoulder-length hair, and the cigar butts he cast aside. Europe had never seen anything like it. It was a phenomenon. The German poet Heinrich Heine called it Listomania. Director Ken Russell made a Listomania movie with Roger Daltrey as Franz Liszt and Ringo Starr in the cast. Gian Andrea Noseda is under the spell of Franz Liszt, too.
Liszt was this kind of superstar, was like one of the, probably the biggest and the most talented pianist ever, along probably with Rachmaninoff, the two giants. And he was just also not only composing music, but inventing the way to present music. So he invented the modern recital with piano, putting together pieces. He was a champion of the Beethoven sonatas, and he was very curious. Of course, he presented his music, but also he made also some transcriptions. He wrote the Etude d'Exécution Transcendantale. I think the first version, because the second version is much easier, is absolutely out of this world difficult. But the first version of the Etude d'Exécution Transcendantale, I think only Liszt was able to play. And when some of the players today, there are a couple, they think, wow, if he was able to play this music, he was really the best of everyone else. That's why he was a star. And also, you know what? When he was at the peak of his fame, he decided to become to take the third order of the Franciscan, so he became a sort of monk, sort of, and he retired. He started to write sacred music. So that's also, you know, for the public point of view, one of the most successful men with ladies, and now he's retiring, just is finishing this career as a religious, spiritual man. So that created some buzzes and rumors surrounding Liszt.
Did he sell his soul to the devil in order to possess superhuman powers? Gian Andrea Noseda conducts the Faust Symphony by Franz Liszt with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I'm your Liszt acolyte, Jim Cunningham, here with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Liszt was inspired by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe's Faust story, the legendary Faust figure who had been a part of European storytelling since the 16th century. For Goethe, Franz Liszt was an academic, willing to trade his soul for love, riches, and renewed youth. So he makes a deal with the devil. Mephistopheles says, as long as you keep on searching, we're okay. Once you become satisfied and complacent, your soul is mine. Faust ruins Gretchen's life, and at the end of his own life, he decides he's had enough. The devil takes him, but Franz Liszt floats off on angel's wings, saved by Gretchen's true love. It's a great story for making great music, so why isn't it done more often?
I don't know why Faust Symphony never got the position to be considered a repertoire piece for the great orchestras. Because personally, I consider Faust Symphony one of the best symphony ever written. Seriously, I think there is a lot of fantastic music. I cannot imagine Wagner and Bruckner without this symphony. And Mahler, all three composers, Mahler, Bruckner and Wagner, will be probably perceived differently without this symphony, the Liszt Faust symphony. I think it's very, not neglected because everyone knows Liszt, but a little bit underrated, I think, as a composer. So I wish with all the recording I've done, when I can, I also try to perform both symphonies, the Faust and the Dante. But you know, to perform successfully and with a lot of energy and just to convey all this enthusiasm to the audience, you need super quality virtuoso orchestra. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It calls for the best orchestra in the world. And I consider Pittsburgh Symphony one of the best orchestra in the world. That's why when I come here, when I was asked, what do you want to do? With this orchestra, after 10 years, almost 10 years relationship, I would like to present Faust Symphony.
Gian Andrea Noseda will conduct the Faust Symphony in three movements. Liszt didn't call them movements. He said they were character pieces. Faust, Gretchen, and Mephistopheles. We'll hear the thoughtful, pensive Faust at the beginning. The bassoon provides a longing phrase, some swaggering in the brass. In the Gretchen middle movement, we'll hear a duet for oboe and viola, Gretchen's Celestial Purity is suggested with a sweet introduction from the flutes and clarinets. The Devil Does His Dance in the third and final section, making fun of everything with fire in a demonic scherzo. Franz Liszt, The Faust Symphony. Gian Andrea Noseda conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Gianandrea Noseda conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Mephistopheles by Franz Liszt from A Faust Symphony after Goethe. We heard Mephistopheles preceded by Gretchen and Faust in the three movements of the symphony. In Pittsburgh, it was heard for the first time just 3 weeks after the Lalo Symphony Espanol we heard earlier on this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast from the same conductor. Music director Emil Power conducted the Liszt-Faust Symphony on December 6, 1907. Franz Liszt conducted his own first performance of the Faust Symphony in Weimar, Germany on the 7th of September, 1857. The historical Faust figure, Dr. Faustus, lived in the early 16th century. He was an astrologer, alchemist, and sorcerer. Faust said the devil was his crony. Martin Luther denounced Faust. He died in 1540, and soon the Faust Buch by an unknown author kept his supernatural reputation alive till Johann Wolfgang von Goethe wrote his version of events. Later, composer Charles Gounod gave the story to the Opera House. You can visit the Liszt Museum in Budapest, Hungary, with his piano and furnishings. Franz Liszt was born in Hungary on October 22, 1811. He died in Bayreuth, Germany, July 31, 1886. Some people say you've got to sell your soul to the devil to work in public radio, especially during a fundraising drive. I'm not so cynical, and neither is our digital production engineer, Brian Savar, nor is Harold Chambers, our Heinz Hall recording engineer. Jim Cunningham saying, farewell until next time. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert began with Joshua Bell playing the Lalo Symphony Espanol. I hope you'll be back next week for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service, found 24 hours a day at WQEDFM.org, the Pittsburgh Concert Channel. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio files on demand, so check it out, WQEDFM.org, on demand. Write for your free program guide. The overall color scheme for the radio guide is daffodil yellow. It will add a bit of cheer to your desk or refrigerator. It arrives with the Pittsburgh Symphony program reading light. They're free, so write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15213. The website, psoradio.org, or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.